What if the difference between a thriving workplace and a soul-crushing one came down to just three things? Not complicated leadership theories or expensive consultants, but three simple practices any manager could master. The data tells a sobering story. Only 15% of employees worldwide feel engaged at work. That means 85% of people spend most of their waking hours feeling disconnected, unmotivated, or actively miserable. This isn't just a human tragedy, it's an economic catastrophe costing trillions in lost productivity. But here's the surprising part. Research shows that managers explain 70% of the variance in employee engagement. Not company culture, not compensation, not perks. Managers. Which means fixing this crisis doesn't require overhauling entire organizations. It requires teaching managers three fundamental skills that transform ordinary teams into exceptional ones.
Companies with engaged workforces deliver 17% better productivity, 21% higher profitability, and 41% lower absenteeism. Yet most organizations promote brilliant engineers, salespeople, and analysts into leadership based on technical excellence, then act surprised when they struggle to inspire teams. It's like handing someone a violin and expecting a symphony without teaching them to read music. This creates a vicious cycle. Poor managers disengage employees, who either leave or stay and suffer. Those who stay often get promoted, perpetuating the dysfunction. Meanwhile, 57% of employees who quit cite their manager as the primary reason. People don't leave bad jobs, they leave bad bosses. The 1949 Mann Gulch disaster illustrates this tragically. Wagner Dodge possessed exceptional firefighting expertise, but failed at basic leadership fundamentals like communication and trust building. When he developed an innovative survival strategy, his team didn't follow because they'd lost confidence in his leadership. 13 people died. Technical brilliance without leadership capability can be catastrophic.
Before leading people anywhere, you need a clear map. Direction combines long-term vision with short-term execution through four interconnected elements: purpose, vision, OKRs, and priorities. Purpose answers, why does our team exist? Great examples like 3Ms, solve unsolved problems innovatively, are action-oriented, timeless, and memorable. Develop it collaboratively. Have each person draft their version, then reconcile ideas into a concise statement everyone can rally behind. Vision describes a desired future state in tangible terms. Effective visions like Microsoft's, a computer on every desktop, are compelling, provable, and aspirational. Use a 2 to 5 year horizon with measurable milestones. OKRs connect vision to daily work. Most organizations implement them poorly, creating too many objectives, setting vague criteria, or focusing on inputs rather than results. Done right, OKRs clarify goals, track progress, provide coaching opportunities, and connect work to purpose. Prioritization is about subtraction. Weekly snippets listing 3 to 5 priorities and daily stand-ups create focus. Learn to say no politely. Hear requests, explain current priorities, and offer escalation paths. This framework creates coherent parent-child relationships. Team purpose derives from company purpose, team vision from purpose, OKRs from vision, and priorities from OKRs, transforming abstract strategy into concrete action. Feedback triggers our limbic system, the emotional command center that floods our brain with stress hormones, shutting down rational thinking. This evolutionary response creates workplace defensiveness and forms the neurological basis for unconscious bias. Strategic challenging reduces defensiveness. Multipliers, leaders who challenge and inspire, extract twice the capability from teams compared to diminishers who suppress. Research on the challenger sale revealed that 40% of top performers succeed by challenging clients' thinking with novel insights rather than traditional relationship building. Balance challenge with positive reinforcement. Maintain a 5-to-1 ratio of praise to criticism to create psychological safety.
Deliver feedback immediately using specific phrases like, what I loved about the way you, for actionable guidance. For structured delivery, use SBI, Situation, Behavior, Impact, for behavioral feedback, and SWI, Situation, Work, Impact, for work products. Both frameworks identify specific context, focus on observable elements, and articulate concrete impact. Minimize power dynamics by regularly soliciting input and taking visible action. When receiving feedback, embrace discomfort, listen to understand rather than defend, and consistently follow through. Career development is management's most neglected pillar. Traditional approaches fail because conversations either don't happen or fixate on promotions rather than growth. The Career Conversations model transforms this through three structured discussions. The Life Story Conversation explores pivotal moments from kindergarten forward, transitions, relationships, decisions. Examining patterns, repeatedly choosing creative roles, gravitating toward mentors, reveals 5 to 10 core values that truly motivate someone, often surfacing surprising insights they hadn't consciously recognized. The Dreams Conversation discovers where someone wants to be at their career peak, typically 10-20 years ahead. Vague aspirations become tangible career vision statements. What industry? What size company? What role? COO of a boutique interior design firm dramatically increases the likelihood of setting the right direction. The Career Action Plan creates detailed actions with clear timelines, making immediate role changes to build skills, developing capabilities through formal programs, identifying the best next step, and activating networks with people who can inform and influence future moves. Managers who complete this process score 19 points higher on effectiveness and 23 points higher on supporting development, with organizations reporting up to 25% reduction in voluntary turnover among high performers. Demonstrating care for employees is essential, yet many managers struggle with authenticity. Through hundreds of workshops across industries and cultures, three words emerged consistently: time, help, success. Participants universally described care as, that person took time to help me be more successful. This pattern appeared regardless of company size, industry, or culture. While asking about weekends or families can work, cultural differences and personal preferences mean traditional methods aren't universally effective. The safest demonstration of caring is investing time in helping others succeed professionally through specific feedback, sharing resources, making introductions, or creating learning opportunities. This principle applies across all big three components. Direction shows care through clear goals and guidance. Coaching demonstrates care by improving skills and reinforcing strengths. Career development shows the deepest care by helping people achieve their biggest dreams, transforming relationships from transactional to meaningful. By focusing on professional success while respecting boundaries, leaders build trust-based relationships, driving both individual and organizational success. Organizations embedding the Big Three framework must implement 4 steps: select, teach, assess, and coach. Companies get manager selection wrong 80% of the time by promoting top performers without assessing leadership potential. Evaluate candidates through structured interviews, examining communication abilities, emotional intelligence, decision-making, and their track record of developing others. At Qualtrics, a 2-point increase in manager effectiveness scores correlated with 1-point higher engagement, 30-point increases in quota attainment, and 5% higher renewal rates. Individual managers can start immediately. First, conduct life story conversations, 60 to 90 minute sessions where team members share their journey. Second, implement quarterly goals with daily 15-minute stand-ups where people share priorities and obstacles. Third, practice specific, sincere praise at a 5-to-1 ratio versus criticism. The Big Three isn't revolutionary. These elements have existed for decades. What's powerful is the systematic approach delivering measurable results. Teams with managers consistently applying these practices see 20 to 30% higher productivity and 40% lower turnover. As Booker T. Washington noted, if you want to lift yourself up, lift up someone else. Give your team direction, provide coaching, and invest in their career. When they win, you win. That's leadership worth practicing.